This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Have you ever felt the bitter knife of betrayal in your own life? Perhaps you've had it or seen it firsthand, or in your family where someone's been betrayed. It's not a very nice experience at all. Betrayal, it's an emotional knife in the back. It smashes the trust that we may have extended to a friend. I think one of the cruelest hurts we can inflict on another person is the act of betrayal. It hurts when someone rejects you or walks out of your life, or when they reject you for someone else. And one of the cruelest things, of course, is that betrayal. It may have been as simple as someone breaking your confidence. It's an enemy masquerading as a friend, perhaps. Or someone close to you abuses a relationship. And I can think, for example, of a wife who walked out of a husband. That was an act of betrayal against that husband. What had happened? Julius Caesar, you remember him? He was betrayed by his closest friends when Brutus came up to him. And he said, you too, Brutus? Betrayal of belief is regarded by most as a very serious action indeed. So if you want to hurt someone, betrayal is probably the top of the list there. It's not too much to say that a betrayal of a friend lessens the whole meaning of life for some people. It's very costly. In fact, it was E.M. Forster who wrote A Passage of India. And he gave his opinion of the consequences of betraying a friend. In fact, he said this, if I had to choose between betraying my country and betraying my friend, he said, I hope I should have the courage to betray my country. That was his view. Such is the cost of betraying someone who loves you. Well, the words of the Apostle Paul declared that love and betrayal can't go together. They're incompatible. He said, if you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You'll always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him. And I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. In all of history, you know, there's been no more infamous betrayal by a friend than that of the betrayal of Jesus, betrayed by one of his own disciples, and I'm talking of Judas Iscariot. So it's really one of the worst of betrayals that we've actually seen. It points to the unresolved issue that has never been brought to the cross. Judas, perhaps it was the love of money. For other people, it could be other issues. But for Judas, we read that he looked after the disciples' money. We read he was greedy, he was looking for ways to make money. In fact, John says he was a thief and that he used to help himself to the money bag. And we read that the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus. They were afraid of the people. And then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard, and he discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. Now, Luke says they were delighted and they agreed to give him some money. He consented, and he watched for an opportunity to hand over Jesus when no crowd was present. That's in Luke 22, verse 1 to 6. So that's part of the story, that the Jewish leaders were looking for a way to get rid of Jesus. And here was Judas looking for an opportunity to make a quick buck and to get out of his commitment to Jesus and the 11 close-knit friends. Judas identified Jesus to the temple police. What did he do? You remember the story? If you go to church, you might remember the story of Easter, how he went up to him, kissed him on the cheek. And this was a powerful symbol of betrayal. And of course, Jesus knew that it would be Judas who betrayed him. But why would Judas do such a thing? He was a loved disciple. He was the only Judean among a band of Galileans. He probably knew the chief priest personally. The other men were not in that same field. They were farmers and tax collectors and fishermen. So what Judas did that night was of his own free will. He knew what he was doing in the act of betrayal. And the terrible words were that the consequence of this, that Judas went out into the night, and when Judas had betrayed Jesus, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was filled with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priest. He said, I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood. Well, what's that to us? They replied. That's up to you. That's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple. He left and he went out and hanged himself. So betrayal, a terrible thing. Well, Lord, we just pray that you'll help us never to betray a friend, never to betray a trust. And I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.